The information in this skill is provided for informational and educational purposes only. Welcome, and thank you for listening to the SMA Flash Briefings.
From Embracing My Inner Alien, a column by Kevin Schaefer. It took three people to complete my retinal scan during my vision appointment the other day. Most people can just prop themselves up against the machine, stare into the camera, and finish in no time. SMA, however, adds a few extra steps to this process. Once I entered the room for my exam, I knew that my wheelchair tray and Jayco robotic arm were in the way. There was no way I could prop my head on the retinal machine with these devices still attached. Thus, I guided the optometrist through the meticulous process of removing them from my chair. Okay, now, if you could grab that knob on the bottom left, twist it a little more, now pull the tray from that handlebar. Move your hand to the side a bit. Not quite. So much for my communication skills. My mom came in from the waiting room to help with this step. Then came the really fun part. Even with the extra space, I still couldn't propel myself forward and prop my head against the retinal machine. Thus, the optometrist brought in two more assistants, knowing that this task would require a team effort. I then drove my chair as close to the machine as possible and raised my seat a few inches so I could be in proximity to the camera. From there, I asked the optometrist to hit the off switch on my chair and lift up my right armrest, knowing that we still needed more space. We were getting there, but the actual scan was still a few steps away. If a random passerby had watched the rest of this scene play out, they probably would have concluded that I was a victim of some bizarre cult that had secretly infiltrated the vision center. While the main optometrist stood near the machine, one of the assistants leaned me forward and turned my head to face the camera. The other adjusted the machine to get it in just the right position to take pictures of my right eye. In summary, there was one person pushing me forward, another holding the machine up, and another operating the machine. Meanwhile, I was squeezed right in the middle, while the optometrist instructed me to keep my eye open for the lens camera. Cue SMA slapstick scenario number 517,901. Eventually, we got the picture. However, we still had to scan my other eye. Hence, I had the optometrist lower my armrest and turn my chair's power button back on so I could reposition. I then flipped around so that my left eye was close to the machine, and we repeated the previous steps. At this point, I was wondering if I was at an eye appointment or physical therapy. Everything takes extra effort in the world of SMA. From the hour and a half it takes me to get ready every morning, to going out, to getting a simple retinal scan, nothing is easy. Don't even get me started on family vacations. By the way, my eye doctor gave me a good report and said that my astigmatism hasn't been exacerbated in recent years. Hey, at least I'm not blind and in a power wheelchair. I'm Kevin Schaefer, columnist and forums director for SMA News Today.
Coming up next, perspectives from SMA News Today forums moderator, Deanne Runge.
Thanks for joining me. I'm Deanne Runge, SMA News Today Forum's moderator and blogger. Today I'm slightly overwhelmed and exhausted. It's all worth it though, because my new service dog Horton is taking a nap by my side at this very moment. I'll tell you more about the process of getting him in future recordings and videos, but you can read about my service dog saga over on the forums at smanewstoday.com/forums. It's been quite the adventure. Over in the forums, we've got other great topics we're discussing as well. Kevin wants to know, how do you stay hydrated? I know I'm notorious for being dehydrated. In fact, I was scolded for it at my last Spinraza injection when my urine protein levels were on the high side. In my head, I know it would be good to drink more liquids, but figuring out pee math doesn't always equate. Anyway, we'd love to hear your tips in the forums. When you get a new chair, do you psych yourself up for it? Both Brianna and I are going through the process and dreading the transition period. If you have any tips to make it easier, please let us know. Alyssa also posted that she's struggling with TMJ. Since I don't even know what that is, I'm of no help whatsoever. Maybe you can relate. If so, reach out on our forums at smanewstoday.com/forums. That's all I have for you today. Stay safe, stay healthy, and have a good day, everyone. We'll talk again soon.
The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to SMA News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. Discover more content that might be of interest to you at www.smanewstoday.com and be sure to follow us on social media and join our SMA News Today forums, a trusted SMA community ready to welcome you anytime.